Dozens of times every year in Metro Milwaukee, people die from drug overdoses. One of the most worrisome substances may be heroin because of its addictive nature and lethal effects. Yet alcohol also has people in its grip, as do prescription drugs. No matter what the substance, leaders on Monday launched a campaign to fight addictions. WUWM's Marty Michelson visited Milwaukee City Hall for the kickoff. The backdrop for the kickoff was a huge patchwork quilt. Many of the colorful squares contained handprints. They belonged to the Wisconsin residents who made the quilt, people recovering from alcohol and drug addictions. Mayor Tom Barrett says many feel too ashamed to talk about their problems.
And oftentimes, people who are in that situation, whether it is something they are suffering themselves, or whether it's something that a close family member or friend is suffering, feel isolated and alone. They don't know who to turn to. They don't know who to talk to. What is important is that people feel that they have the strength and the ability to talk about the challenges they face.
Barrett says during the month of September, leaders will encourage people to share their struggles. Organizer Jenny Kuby says she is a recovering alcoholic. Kuby agrees awareness is key to confronting addictions, whether for herself or a loved one.
You know, and it's a group effort. It's not just people themselves in recovery. It's families, it's friends. It's a whole team effort. Addiction and alcoholism doesn't just touch one person. Mental health doesn't just touch one person. It affects the families too, and friends. And
Milwaukee's awareness campaign comes on the heels of updated numbers from the medical examiner's office. It has counted 56 heroin-related deaths so far this year, not far off the total for all of 2013. Common Council President Michael Murphy organized a heroin summit in June and says new partnerships developed. For example, later this fall, people will be able to drop off unwanted medications at two police stations. Murphy says many young people who become addicted to heroin begin experimenting at home.
They start out in the medicine cabinet, whether at your parents' or grandparents' house, and they move, unfortunately, onto stronger drugs as such as heroin. By keeping them out of the mainstream, we can prevent and help many, many people.
Murphy says another new partnership will help kids cope with parents who are addicted. Michelle McKenna would have been an example. She's a recovering heroin addict. McKenna says she lost custody of her son but has been sober now for 13 years.
At the beginning, it was really hard. It got easier as I went. I was surrounded by amazing people who are in recovery themselves, who showed me how to live a life of recovery. And so I chose them as my friends, as my new running buddies, and that's kind of what turned it around for me.
McKenna works as an addiction counselor at Rogers Memorial Hospital. She hopes this month's awareness campaign reaches people who need to know where to get help. According to McKenna, many don't know where to turn. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.